time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? Second week in January, second show of January. We are here, baby, and we are bringing it. So, let's get to some news, shall we? Well, not really, because I want to just stop talking and get to our wonderful interview. Wonderful young man, fun young man, Methuen boys basketball player. I call him IA, Isaiah Andino, IA. He's had a great start. You know, he almost led his team to the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic tournament. They fell just shy to Andover, who's the defending MVC champs, just shy in that tournament, that Christmas Classic. And IA, as I call him, he's never been called that, so I made it up. Reese heard it here first. Looking forward to getting him on the show here. He's going to come up after the break. You're going to love this kid. Great interview. I hope you enjoy it. I know you're going to enjoy it because he's just such a cool cat. So let's just go there. Let's just go there to IA after the break, and then after that, we'll catch up with a little Merrimack Valley sports news, see what's going on out there. Usually I go to the Eagle Tribune for that. Those are great guys over there. Hector Longo, Bill Burt, and the crew, Jamie Pope. And, you know, I'll tell you, guess what's also exciting? Ranking season. That starts tomorrow. The MIAA Power Rankings will be out tomorrow. And then they'll come out again Tuesday if they do it like they do every season, Friday, Tuesday. And I will get the latest for you in next Thursday's show, January 16th, because I will be analyzing the Tuesday rankings. That's my deadline for this show, Tuesday night. So stay tuned for that next week. But first, IA from Methuen Boys Basketball after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here, back at it with our one and only guest of the show. It's going to be Methuen basketball player Isaiah Andino. What's going on, Isaiah?
Nothing much. I'm glad to be on the show. It's one of my first interviews.
Oh, that's great. I love it. Well, I'm going to call you IA, because does anyone call you IA?
No.
No? All right.
Well, they call me like Zay.
Zay?
Like,
okay.
For short, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call you IA because, you know, like Isaiah Thomas, who played on the Celtics a few years back, was IT.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that guy. Do you remember that? Little short guy? That was pretty cool. You know? You don't remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was with like the... You know, IT and Tatum was young back then, and they were pretty good, but they could never kind of get past like LeBron in the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
But now they're damn good, so we're living it up Celtics wise. But forget the Celtics. We're talking Methuen boys basketball, the team off to a pretty solid start. And we gotta start with the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. You were an all-tourney representative there. Congrats. You were consistent in all the games you played. And take me to that final. You guys made the final and lost to Andover in a hard-fought battle. Tell me about that game.
So, like, what lost us that game was all the turnovers in the beginning, you know, because their zone is, like, it was hard to figure out in the beginning. We played them one time early, and we still didn't really figure it out. We were just, like, in fast break, mostly scoring. So I feel like that we figure out the zone, eventually we'll get them if we ever see them again.
Yeah, yeah. Is that now, so do you guys have a lot of success in transition, like causing chaos, turnover, layup? Like what?
Yeah, that's the type of team I say we are, because it was shown, like, during Chelmsford, the first game. Chelmsford and Newburyport, not so much North Andover because they played a lot of zone too, but like,
yeah,
those two games really showed like how dominant we could really be, and we just need to learn how to capitalize on teams that can, like, that play zone. Once we figure that out, I think we're going to be like on the right track.
Yeah, yeah. And you're talking about that North Andover game. Now they were the returning champs in that tournament, right?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, yeah.
The year before.
Mm.
Okay. And you guys beat them, 54-51, great game. You get 22. Your teammate, Lennon Abreu de la Cruz, 13, and Nathaniel Clemente, 12. So such a nice balanced attack. I'm assuming that's where Methuen is most successful, when, you know, you three are just on fire, double digits, all three of you. Is that where you guys are finding success?
I mean, definitely, but, like, we have a lot of new players that, showed out a lot this tournament, and I feel like without their help, they wouldn't, like, open the floor for us three. So, definitely, like, the big three, yes, but, like, a lot of the other players stepping up as well.
Yeah. Let's give them some shout-outs. Who are you talking about? Who are some of those kids that have been really stepping it up and did so in the tournament?
Definitely Quinn Valsack and Alex Santiago definitely showed out and put their names on the map for in the tourney, because they really stepped it up, played big minutes, weren't shying away. This was their first one, both of their first ones, and they really came and played hard.
Yeah, yeah, nice. So it's good to see that new blood coming in and doing their thing, and, you know, answering the bell for you guys. And
yeah,
how about you yourself? You know, where are you getting your points mostly? Is it like we said earlier, a lot of transition buckets? Or is it half court where you're calm, composed, set up, come off a screen, get some threes? Like, where are you finding your success personally?
I'm more of like a finish at the basket, mid-range type of guy. Like, I still on the pace. I like to come off the ball a little more because, you know, I have a guard, Lennon Abreu de la Cruz. He really, like, makes the game a little, like, way easier for me, you know, like, the way he can shoot it, so they have to play him. And then I have Nate sending me the screens off ball, and I get my middies, and then I attack the basket because they open the floor for me so well. So without them, I really don't get what I can, you know?
Nate looks like he can set some screens.
Yeah, for sure.
the three of you play other sports? Like, do you play other sports too?
No, I ran cross country my first year this year.
Nice.
But besides that, no.
Wow, IA, the cross country star. win the state title and everything?
No, I wasn't very good.
Yeah. Well, what was your, you must have, because that's a sport where you could just totally measure yourself by the last meet, right? Like, you know, if you're not doing better because the time says so.
Yeah.
So were you able to make like those small gains and improve your time as the season went on?
Yeah, I actually did. But it was so hard. But I was always like 24, and then I got it down to like 23 and like the, what is it, 3Ks?
Yeah.
Or 5Ks, because it's 3 miles.
3 miles, yeah, 3.1. Yeah. Was that ever good enough to, like, you know, make a dent in a meet, like third, fourth place, something like that?
No. Not even close.
Like, who's this basketball athlete thinking he can run cross country?
Yeah, no, those kids are crazy. I can't run like that.
Yeah, but at least, though, must have got you in a heck of a shape.
Yeah, for sure. I came into basketball season, like, I didn't really feel like, you know, when you go to that transition where you have to get back in shape for basketball season, I didn't really have to go through that. It was like a smooth little transition.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, I may not look like it now, but I did play basketball back in the day, mid 90s. And guess what? Like, me and my buddy would go down to the local court all fall. In the morning, killed ourselves. We did double suicides. You know the suicides, right? The coach make you do those a lot?
Yeah, every day.
Oh, man. It's the worst part of practice, but we knew that was coming, so we did like the double ones. And then when the Monday after Thanksgiving came, everyone was winded and just, but we were rocking it. We were fine, you know? So it's crucial to get those warm-ups in the months leading up to basketball. So 4 years, I'm assuming. Like, are you a senior now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 4 year basketball player, Methuen. 4 years varsity, or did you work your way up?
Yeah, I was JV freshman year. Then I started playing sophomore year of varsity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any individual milestones in the making coming up, like points wise? Like, you know,
I could potentially hit my 1,000 this year.
Wow.
Yeah. If I average 20 in 20 games, I would hit it. Yeah.
That's no easy task, 20.
Yeah.
You know, how are you doing so far? I know you had the 22 against North Andover. How is it going elsewise?
Currently, I'm on pace, but I had my last game. I don't know if it kept me on pace because I had 14. I think because I had a couple points, games where I went over 20 by like a couple points. So, like, I think I should still be on track.
Yeah. What's your career high? Do you know what that is?
36.
Oh, when'd you drop that?
That was actually my first start in varsity.
Sophomore year?
Yeah, my first start versus Chelmsford. At Chelmsford, I had 36, yeah.
What was going on? Like, the seniors must have been like, dude.
I don't know. That came out of nowhere for me, too. Everything was just going right that day. I don't know.
Did you watch the documentary Last Dance with the Bulls, like Michael Jordan and the Bulls on Netflix?
No, I didn't.
Okay. That reminds me of, because there was one episode where Michael Jordan, like, there was this out of the blue rookie unknown that, like, dropped 40 on the Bulls and, like, embarrassed Jordan. And the next night, Jordan said, I'm going to have in the first half what that kid had in the game. Because they played back-to-back nights.
Yeah.
He did, and he pretty much did. But I was thinking, like, you're that unknown rookie at that, when you were a sophomore, like, what?
Yeah.
26? Were you just like draining threes, like just everything?
No, I was getting to the basket a lot and ones, and then some. I get a couple open threes because I feel like if I'm open, I'm gonna knock them down. But it's definitely not my first option to shoot. But
who was that against? Do you remember?
Chelmsford.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys already played them this year?
Yeah, we did first game.
Okay. They must have remembered you, right? If the fellow seniors that were Chelmsford sophomores back then were like, oh, here he is again, the guy who lit us up. But yeah, like talk to me about the Merrimack Valley Conference. You've already seen a good slice of it with the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic, and now it's January, so now you're getting into the whole Tuesday-Friday swing. What's it like playing in the Valley? Everyone says there's just no nights off.
It's not every game is like something new. Every team like plays so competitively. You know, we have a conference game versus Tewksbury tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they're pretty good this year, too. I heard they're solid. Every team just has, like, one or two guys that just can go, and everybody, like, just wants to play hard in them in this league, and it's just, like, never-ending. So there's no break anywhere.
Yeah. Do you know what the split is for the conference? I know they do it differently some years, like large, small, three divisions, two divisions. Like, do you know how it's split up this year?
I'm not sure this year. I'm pretty sure last year we had North Andover, Haverhill, and I think that was about it. But North Andover, I'm pretty sure, had to move up because they had such a good season last year.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Who would you say is the biggest rival for Methuen on the basketball court?
North Andover is definitely up there because every time we played them these last 2 years, I feel like it's been close.
Yeah.
But I don't really know. Like, every game is like a dogfight.
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah. Who do you guys play? Drake it on Thanksgiving for football? I know you don't play football, but.
I think
that's a big rivalry, Methuen versus Drake it. Okay. So that's probably a big one, you know, playing them. But did you play them this year yet, Drake it?
Drake it, we haven't played them yet, but I know they're on the schedule.
Yeah. You played Andover. I mean, obviously, they're the defending champs in the league. So, you know, they had a good year. You don't get them again, though, Andover, later in the season?
No, we don't.
Just that one shot.
Yeah.
Is there a team in the MVC that you haven't beat yet in your career that you would love to?
In, like, mine?
Yeah.
Central?
We
haven't beat Central. While I've been playing, we haven't beat Andover either.
Okay.
And
that chance again, yeah.
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 So those are the first two that come to mind, really.
Yeah. And you do play Central later in the year?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. At their place, do you know?
I think we are over there.
Okay. So that would be like the crowning achievement in your career, team wise, to get one against them where you're 0 for 3 or 0 for 2 so far against them.
I think it's 0 for 2, actually. Yeah, over 2.
Yeah. Played them sophomore and junior year. Okay. Yeah, they're good. I mean, in the Merrimack Valley, you know, lately, boys-wise, it doesn't, you know, make the tournament, maybe like get to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, but no team has kind of cracked through, you know, like.
Yeah.
Because Massachusetts basketball is, oh my God, right? Like Worcester North. Are you guys D1?
Yeah.
So did you get in the tournament in the past 2 years or did you miss
it? Yeah, we have. So my sophomore year, we won in a playing game. We versus Brockton, got first rounded.
Nice.
Last year, we were in the playoffs. We got to the Elite Eight, I'm pretty sure, because we beat Springfield Central away. Yeah, we had to drive an hour and 30 minutes, and we said we weren't losing. We couldn't make that drive and lose.
Yeah. So, man, you had to play Springfield Central. That is, that's a team. So they were the 12th seed. I just called it up, 15-5, and that was the first round game, and you beat them 81-67. That's cool.
Yeah.
And you guys were the 21 seed. So big, you know, good upset, 11-9 team. And then it seems like you played competitively in the next round against Xaverian, losing 83-70.
Yeah, that was a tough loss.
Yeah. And you guys got them back this year too, right?
Yeah, we lost again.
Yep.
Yeah, we lost.
That must have been like maybe the coaches got together. It's like, hey, we should play next year kind of thing. And here you are. I think your coach tweeted, though, very tough loss to a good Xaverian team. We got out-coached, outplayed, and out-tougher. All night long. Time to get back to work. What does that mean for you guys in practice when coach does that, says things like that?
Oh, you know, we went back. At least when we went back to practice, everybody was focused, you know, obviously upset by the loss, you know, a lot of turnovers. We cleaned that up in practice, and that's been like the topic of the last two practices, turnovers, taking care of the ball.
Yeah.
And just not trying to shoot so early in the possession, like actually work the ball around. That's what we need to focus on. After that, I feel like we'll be a very, very, very solid team.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you work on turnovers in practice? Is that a lot of full court press drills?
Yes. And when we go live, yeah, we can't really, okay. Like if we turn over the ball, I'm pretty sure we run a little.
Oh, okay.
Like an up and back. If we miss a layup, it's an up and back. And then he adds them up, and then that's a line.
Have you had your coach all 4 years?
Oh. No, this is actually his first year. I was with Coach Faraday for my first two, and then he went to Wilmington, and then Coach Middlemiss came in for my senior. And I'm glad. I wouldn't want nobody else than Coach Middlemiss because I've already known him in the past, and he's a great coach. He's a part of the school. Everybody knows him.
Yeah.
Every player gets along with him, so I'd rather have him than anybody else.
Was he the girls' coach before
coming? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I've spoken to him a few times
doing
girls. Yeah, I think he was on the cusp of making the tournament with them. Now you guys are trying to get back to the tournament. So you've been there both of your varsity years, sophomore and junior, you went to the tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the tournament experience like? I mean, you guys must have been fired up to come out of that Springfield trip with a win.
Yes. We actually, it was, the locker room was loud. It was very loud.
The bus ride home was singing. Yeah.
We got some McDonald's on the way back. The bus
nice.
Yeah.
McDonald's never tasted so good after. That's awesome. I can just see that. You know, that's a great moment, and you cherish those moments. You look back someday and be like, wow, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And then you got to play Severian, which is, you know, high powered, you know, Division I team, obviously, like you guys are. And, you know, they go on to battle North Andover in the next round. You guys, oh man, that would have been great. You would have had Andover round of eight. Too bad, North Andover. North Andover got all the way to the Elite. They make the round of eight. Yeah, the round of eight. And then they, I think they lost to Newton North, it looks like. Wait, did they beat them? No.
I thought Severian and North Andover played, no?
Yeah, they did. And then, I think it looks like Severian beat. Did they beat them, or who went on to the next round? Oh, sorry. They lost to Severian the next round. North Andover did.
Yeah.
Just like you guys did. So we can call Severian the Merrimack Valley killer. Beating you guys. And actually, I have another show, the North Shore Sports Desk, where I talk to, like, you know, Beverly kids, Salem kids, and Peabody. They beat Peabody. They beat you guys. They beat North Andover. And then they lost to North High in overtime, the eventual champs. Have you ever seen North High in person play?
Never.
Okay.
We never got to play them. Never, nothing, not even close.
Yeah. That'd be an experience. They seem pretty legit. All right. So, like, personally, you know, we'll start with you personally. Is there something in your game you're looking to improve on? You know, an area where you're like, yeah, this first quarter of the season, I think I can get better in these areas. Is there something like that for you right now?
Probably just like my effort on defense, like keeping it consistent, because I know sometimes I get lazy and rely on my teammates too much. But as a captain, I feel like I shouldn't be doing that no more. So I've been picking it up lately in practice to help us, you know, win more games down the line.
Isaiah, I didn't even play defense in high school. I just waited for them. I hope they missed the shot so I could go run down and have fun on the offensive end. Kind of cheat a little bit. What do they call that when you're what do they call that? Is there a term for that where you just
cherry picking?
Yeah, is that what it is? Where you play defense?
As
soon as they shoot it, you just start running to the other end.
Yeah, I think that's the term. Yeah.
Warthog, what do we call back in the day? We call it something different, but it'll come to me after the call, I'm sure. But all right, hey, how about you know, academics? Is there something in academics that interests you more so than others? Like any subject that you like better than others this year?
I definitely want to get into accounting when I go to college.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's my number one. My number two, like my second option is barber school. I cut hair, like a little hair, like my teammates, stuff like that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So they need like a fade. You go in and do it for them and stuff?
Yeah. I take care of my teammates.
Nice. Where do you guys do that? Like right outside the gym or in the locker room or?
No, at my house.
At your house?
Yeah.
Nice. What got you into accounting and hairstyling?
Accounting junior year, I just took a class with my, I got put in an accounting class like randomly. You know, my teacher, his name is Mr. Regato. He's actually like pretty passionate about it. He made me like kind of like it. It was just literally just talking about money. And that's what just piqued my interest. And I'm pretty good with numbers, I like to say. So yeah, it just came pretty easy. And cutting hair, I just got into it because barbers are expensive nowadays. So I started cutting my own hair, and then I would practice a little bit on my little brother. And
Yeah, before you get out of there, you're dropping like what, 25, 30, 35, something like that for a cut.
Yeah.
For a high school kid, that gets expensive. For sure. I could see you one day being like, you know, you open up a hairstyle, a salon kind of thing, barbershop, we can say. Barbershop / taxes. Like, what do you want, taxes or a haircut? Both? All right, that's a premium deal. You get discount. Yeah. You're cutting his hair, saying, "Wait a minute, this isn't a good expense for you." You know, you should have claimed that. that's two good skills to have: math and hairstyling. Sure, you can make some nice money on that. College-wise, have you given it a thought, like where you want to end up, or how's the application process going, if that started yet?
I applied to a couple schools. I'm applying to Fisher College. I just went on a visit, like a kind of a visit thing with Worcester State. And then my AAU coach, Coach Andre, he just got me like in contact with the UMass Boston coach.
Nice.
Yeah.
So with between Fisher and UMass Boston, you might wind up in the city.
Yeah.
College. And then if you go out to Worcester, you would live there, sure. Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. What else do we not know about you? Like we mentioned basketball. That's year round for you. There's no other sport besides cross country standout. We're here with cross country standout, Isaiah Andino. I love it. You don't see a lot of cross country basketball players, right? Like you don't know.
Actually, my teammate, Leonard Abreu de la Cruz, he's the one that got me in. He's like told me we should do it this year.
Nice. You know,
he was better than me, way better than me. He was always ahead of me. I'll end up in the back. He'll be waiting for me, clapping it up when he finishes.
Yeah. That's tough, right? I mean, you got to run over like outdoors, rocks and dirt and mud.
That was the hardest part.
Yeah.
Just the whole thing. And then you're thinking to yourself, I want to stop. But if you stop, then you feel like a loser after. So.
Then I can imagine you're like in a competition with another Merrimack Valley team and some dudes are like real close to you. Like, hey, get out of the way, man. Like, you know, stuff like that. Box them out when you're not supposed to be doing that. You get disqualified. Cool. And, you know, we know you can score. You're approaching 1,000. And if you stay super consistent, you'll get there. Any other impressive stats? You don't have to cite them specifically, but if there were a second stat outside of points, what would be your best? Like assists, steals, blocks?
Maybe like this year at the free throw line, I don't really miss a lot of free throws. I probably have a really high free throw percentage. I don't, like my first game, I went 13 for 13 from the line.
Whoa.
Yeah. And of this year. And then, I don't really miss that much. I haven't missed that much free throws this year. I think, yeah.
Practice that a lot, like on your own?
Yeah, kind of. Coach Middlemiss makes us do a lot of free throws.
Yeah.
After every drill that's running while we're tired.
I was just going to say that. Like, I had a coach in high school who made us do that too. Like, you got to get used to it. This is what it's going to be like in the game. You know?
Yeah.
I remember that. But free throws, I always, you know, a lot of basketball when you're playing on your own down the park or whatever, like I would always pretend the game was on the line with free throws, not a 3-point shot or anything. I would go to the line pretending I was down by one and I had two shots.
I used to when I was younger. Yeah. I used to make up random scenarios.
Hit the first one. Nice. You know, sometimes you miss the second one. Like, oh, at least we tied, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you miss both. You're like, oh, I just screwed up the whole game for us. Well, hey, man, this has been awesome. You know, I should ask you finally, the family. Is there a big sports family in the Valley for you? Like, a lot of Andinos that played at Methuen High or anything like that?
Actually, no. I'm like the first. My mom didn't even like... I started playing basketball like on accident, you know? Like my mom just put me in it. And then like I started to like it more. And then I started playing more. Then my little brothers got into it. Ezekiel Andino and Xavier Andino. Ezekiel Andino's actually on the team with us.
Oh.
Yeah, he's seeing way more minutes now because he's been practicing hard. He didn't really play that much during the Christmas tournament. But during Zavarian, he got good minutes. He got his first varsity points. And my little brother is in 7th grade. He's probably going to be the best one because he's already playing good. Like, he plays hard. Sure. He's the most confident, you know. Like, the younger siblings, they always just have the most confidence.
They learn from the best, right? They learn from the older siblings. So, well, IA, as you're now officially known, the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk has called you that, so it's official. Thank you. You know, thank you for coming on the show. You've been a heck of a lot of fun. And for your first interview, you seem super relaxed and awesome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you did great. And obviously, I'm following the Valley very closely. So We'll see what happens down the road. You get past that Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four, maybe you're back on the show.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Have a good night. Appreciate coming on the sports desk.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you.
See you.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was my boy, IA. Love him. Great kid. I hope that Methuen does well. They've been sneaky in the tournament, you know. They, big win against Springfield Central last year, losing to Xaverian. They're kind of a dark horse in that Merrimack Valley, right? A lot of people talk about Central, Andover, North Andover, and look at what they are doing. They're definitely one to watch, for sure. So that was fun. A couple of the news and nuggets around the Merrimack Valley. Eagle Tribune Football Offensive Player of the Year, Shane Eason. No surprise there. Amazing season for Methuen. Again, and his brother, I'm assuming, won it last year. The Defensive Football Player of the Year was like Matt Morrison, I think, of Pinkerton, if I'm not mistaken. So they went upstairs to New Hampshire for that one. So check out the Eagle Tribune if you can. They get the football all-star team. It's pretty darn cool addition. If you can get your hands on that or even go online, there is a paywall, but you can go online and grab it. So let's see. Big news. Coach John Dubinsky stepped down after a decade with the Scarlet Knights. So that's big news in football circles. A lot of football talk here in January, right? Even on my other show, too, North Shore Sports Desk, there were some moves in the football circles, I should say. What else? So we're seeing some cool things happening in the world of the Valley. One little nugget here on the North Shore Sports Desk. Central Catholic boys basketball, looking at them. We know how good the girls are. But the boys improved to 7-1 with a 74-56 win over BC High. That's legit. That is a legit win. I know I knocked the Valley for being a conference that's really super competitive in their own conference. You know, recently they haven't been able to crack the state level because you got some monsters down there in Metro West, the Newtons. You know, and then you go Central with Worcester North, who's insane. But if that win over BC High means anything, I think it means good things for the tournament and postseason. This is a statement for sure. So, hey, it's early. We'll see. We're a couple months away from that. But yeah, next show, stay tuned. I'm excited because the rankings are out. We'll be able to see where our Valley teams stand. So thank you to everybody for joining us. Moynihan Lumber is a sponsor. And We will see you on the third show of 2025 next week. Thanks for tuning in.